Part 2. You will hear a woman talking on a radio program about a festival that is about to take place. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 18. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 18.
I have in this studio with me Mary Smith from Yorktown Tourism, who is here to tell us about some of the events happening in our state capital over the next 3 weeks at the Spring Festival. So, Mary, what can we expect to see?
Well, being in Yorktown is such an exciting time. To kick off the Spring Festival, a vast firework will be displayed down by the lake, starting at 9 p.m. this Saturday, the 4th of September. Over 10,000 fireworks will be set off. All are choreographed to music and broadcast simultaneously here on Radio Yorkie. You should get there early if you want to get close to the action. So bring along a picnic and a blanket, as it could get chilly in the evening. One thing that attracts visitors to the festival from all over the country is the fantastic collection of flowers on show in Central Park throughout the festival. Special buses will run daily from the town centre to the show at 20-minute intervals for those who prefer public transport. If you are interested in seeing the latest in cars, from the fastest to the most expensive, then head over to the Motor Show at the Exhibition Centre from the 10th to the 15th of September. It will be open daily from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m, so you can even pop in there after work. Do you like photography? Then go along to Grow Your Imagination, an exhibition of photographs of famous gardens, which will be held at the Art Gallery from the 11th to the 19th of September. Come and be inspired by some of the world's most beautiful gardens. I have a sneak preview of some of the photographs, and they are magnificent. If music is more your thing, then you should come and hear the Australian Philharmonic Orchestra performing Swing in Spring at the Concert Hall on Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th of September. It's a celebration of dance music from the 1940s and 50s. There will be three performances. Both evenings start at 7 p.m. and a matinee performance at 2:30 on Saturday. So get your dancing shoes on and hit there. It's a guarantee to get your feet tapping. Before you hear the rest of the programme, you have some time to look at questions 19 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 19 to 20. Those are just a few of the attractions on offer. But for something a little different, you could try Balloons Down Under, which is the largest gathering of hot air balloons in the Southern Hemisphere. It's well worth it, because over 25 balloons of all shapes and sizes will be a fantastic sight. I'm also happy to announce that one lucky person will get to go up in one of these free balloons. That is the prize in our unique Spring Festival competition. It usually costs you $200, so it's not a bad prize. I'm sure you all want a chance to win, so you'll need to fill out the entry form in today's paper of the York Town News. Don't forget to include your phone number and send it to Radio Yorkie. Make sure your entry reaches us by 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 9th of September. Then, to see if you've won, check out the festival's website on Saturday, the 11th of September, where we will publish the name of the lucky winner. It's such a fantastic prize, so hurry up and get your entry in. So there you have it, just a few special events happening here in York Town over the Spring Festival. And if you like any more details about... That is the end of part two. You now have half a minute to check your answers to part two.